Quill Tree Books and Harper Audio present Children of the Stone City by Beverly Naidu, performed by Njeme Kamara. To all my grandchildren and the young dream makers of a shared world without permitteds and nons, and where weapons of war are transformed into musical instruments. Hope is being able to see that there is light despite all of the darkness. Desmond Tutu. The bow flies over the strings and his violin sings. He's flying bareback over ancient hills like Grandfather Thomas in the time before, a boy on a chestnut stallion with a mane glowing in the sun. A bird dives into the valley below, a flash of emerald calling, "Follow, follow!" The boy guides his horse down terraces of olive trees. The horse's nostrils quiver. There's water ahead in a meadow of wildflowers. "Go, my friend," he whispers, and they canter to the spring. Adam.
Watch it.
Adam zigzagged through the crowd, his violin case clutched against his chest. The soundtrack in his head was so dazzling, he could only dream of being good enough to play the solo himself. Ever since he'd heard the melody at last year's concert, he had loved it.
"Not so fast!" gasped Layla.
She struggled to stay close to her brother as they entered the great gate. But he didn't hear. Even when they emerged in the noisy marketplace inside the Stone City, he was in such a hurry to turn onto the cobbled side street that he didn't see the permitted policeman on horseback until too late.
Adam!
Layla grabbed the blue canvas school bag on his shoulder. His violin case swung around, narrowly missing the horse's front shin, and collided into her flute case. For a moment, Adam saw his own fright mirrored in the shining eye of the horse. The policeman's eyes were hidden behind dark glasses.
"Watch it!"
barked the permitted, tugging sharply on the reins. He steered the huge stallion around the children. Its body was midnight black, except for two white shins and a white arrow down its forehead. For a moment, Adam felt sympathy for the harnessed creature, until he remembered seeing a woman's foot crushed by a horse like this one. A second mounted policeman now appeared from the side street. With their backs against a stone wall, the children watched people move aside. Most were nons, like themselves. There were also tourists with their cameras, bags and hats, some smiling at the police on horseback as if watching a quaint custom.
"You won't say anything, will you?"
Adam's voice hovered between plea and demand. He fixed his eyes ahead, not wanting his sister to see he was still shaken. Almost 13, he was 2 years older than Layla. How many times had he been told not to be such a dreamer? "You need to be more practical like your sister." What could he say if asked why he hadn't looked before dashing into a permitted police horse? How could he say that he'd been playing Vivaldi's Spring in his head? Or that he'd been imagining himself, like his grandfather in the time before, riding freely through valleys and over hills on a chestnut horse?
"Of course not!"
Layla combed her fingers through her jet black bangs and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?